Okay, we're going to do a quick review for Chapter 6 Study Guide. Number 1, what was the nickname given to the women who boycotted British wool? If you remember, those women were the ones that they called patriots. Number 2, in what did Iroquois families live? The type of house that they lived in was not a teepee or a wigwam, but instead it was a longhouse. And remember, many of the family members lived in one longhouse. It was not just mom, dad, brother, sister, but lots of the family members. Number 3, what is a megalopolis and how is it different than a metropolis? Well, a metropolis is going to be a city in all of the outlying suburbs. So Chicago is a metropolis, has one big city, and then it has a bunch of small towns on the outside of it, and you can't really tell when you're going from one to another. They all kind of look the same. However, a megalopolis is different than that because it is a bunch of large cities all put together into one. So Boswash is one that we talked about in our book, and it's going to be the area where Boston and Washington and those cities are all together. So on page 234 in your textbook, there's actually a map, northeast megalopolis, and it shows where all of those that Boswash is considered on that map. So that's going to be a megalopolis. It's when a group of cities are so close together that you can't really tell that you're going from one to the other. It's just one large, huge community. Number 4, where did the poorer immigrants find work? Well, I'm not looking for the name of a city, because many of them did stay in New York City, but many of the poor immigrants found work in sweatshops. And remember, sweatshops were factories that got very, very, very hot in the summer, and they were poor working conditions, didn't pay a whole lot of money, but those people did what they needed to do to get by, and getting a job there was better than not having a job at all. So sweatshops is what we're looking for on that question. Number 5. To whom did Paul Revere give the warning of the British's arrival? Well, if you'll remember, we didn't have a big group of people that were considered an army, but there were a lot of volunteers that decided at the last minute if they were needed to fight, they would fight. And those people were called Minutemen, because at the last minute, they would serve our country and fight for us. So Paul Revere was actually coming to warn the Minutemen to get themselves ready for the British's arrival. Number 6, why was the Iroquois Confederacy created? Well, if you remember that a confederacy is a group of people who come together because they have a common goal that they want to achieve. And in this case, the Iroquois came together for peace. That was their main goal. They wanted all of the groups that were living in the area, the Native Americans in the Northeast, to come together to form this group so that there would be peace and no fighting within the tribes. All right, number 7, why were Iroquois women powerful? If you'll remember, the Iroquois women were powerful because they were the leaders. They were the clan leaders. They were the ones that were actually making all of the decisions, and they were sending one representative that was a man to go to the council meetings, but they were the ones in charge. So they were the ones telling the men to go and listen and report back to the tribe, but they were the ones that also owned all the land, and no decisions could be made without their okay. Number 8, why did Britain send soldiers to the colonies? Well, if you'll remember, things were getting pretty rough because there was a lot of protesting going on, and people weren't happy because of the taxes, and the British came in to the colonies so that they could kind of put a stop to all of the protesting that was going on. So their main goal was to get people to start doing what they were supposed to be doing again instead of protesting and causing all of these problems. So why did they send the soldiers in? To end all of the colonists' protests. Number 9, who defended the British soldiers blamed for the Boston Massacre? And we learned about the Boston Massacre earlier last month, and the person that finally stepped up to the plate and decided he was going to be the lawyer was John Adams. And John Adams was the one to defend them, and he actually won. So the soldiers that were arrested and charged with murder, John Adams stepped up to the plate and got them off and proved that they were innocent. Number 10. What revolution kept the United States free of Great Britain? Well, the Industrial Revolution kept us free from Great Britain, because if you'll remember, in the Industrial Revolution, we had lots of factories that came about so that we weren't having to rely on Britain to send us the materials we needed. We could make them right here in the United States, and that's what allowed us to become much more independent as a nation. Number 11, what is a distribution map? A distribution map, remember, is just a map that is special. It has a special purpose. It can show population. It can show, remember we talked about the one in our Scholastic News that had jellyfish? It can show just any special purpose that you want to show on a map. It's not going to be the same as a political map or a physical map. So those are the ones that we typically use, political maps and physical maps. But in this case, a distribution map is going to have a special purpose. Again, language, climate, population, products, things that are sold, things that are manufactured in the area, all shown on a map is going to be a distribution map. Please make sure you study your states and capitals for the Northeast states. That is also going to be on the test for Chapter 6. So get studying.